Someone join.
There's something about. There's something about. There's something about. And what? There's something about. There's something about.
Wicked something about.
And what?
Podcast. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Something About Podcast.
Something About Podcast.
Hey, okay, we might add that.
That's who are you?
That's
how did we get here?
Nice to meet you.
Surprise.
I'm Sean.
You're Sean?
This isn't my house. You. This uh-huh. isn't my show.
I'm Carlitos. Nice to meet you.
So nice
Hello.
To meet you.
Hello. I'm Sav.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. Welcome. First time meeting, of course.
Hi,
of
everyone.
Course.
Oh.
Oh.
You're here.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Wait a minute. Who are you?
Actually,
who are you?
I am here to introduce you guys. That's who I am.
Oh, I should have been nicer.
Here to introduce you guys. Is that your government
name? Yeah, that's my
name. Or, okay.
Welcome to the stage. Here to introduce. Here we have with us.
We have an amazing group of people. Yes. That I have become attached
the
to
iconic
within the last.
Duo.
Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, show-stopping, spectacular, never the same.
That I've been
I'm
here.
Honored. I'm honored. Honored.
Honestly, same.
Superboy.
And the invisible girl. Hi.
Not quite sure how we took this direction. I thought we were equals
please,
on this playing
please,
field.
Not
equals, but that's...
Give
that's...
a warm hug to the Sav and the Sean show.
Hi, I'm Sean.
I guess I'm Sav. if you can even see me right now, that's fine. We are more than honored. And I mean, I was having a good time until I didn't exist.
Until she was invisible. Oh, no.
Such accommodating host.
The Sav and the Sean show.
Mm-hmm, that's us and our show.
Are described as the two besties you didn't know you needed in your life.
Oh,
surprise.
No. We're getting
Sit
the bio
down
read to
and
us.
Talk about
ourselves.
Topics ranging from friendship, love, sex, food, life, TikTok. And everything in between.
Oh my god! Wow!
I hate
We haven't it. Modified this in 3 years.
I hate Whoa. Hearing it read out loud. I hate hearing it read out loud.
So to get our listeners a little idea of who you guys are individually, mm-hmm. I want to play a game.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Game.
I love games. Is this like a Saw kind of game or like a
yeah,
like
so if you
oh.
close your eyes, we're gonna okay. hand you a knife.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
What is that?
I'm thrilled.
Hey, A knife! No!
And let me see what you have.
A knife!
No!
Yeah, who we are.
Yes.
You each have, we'll start with Savannah.
Yes.
You each have 1 minute to tell us the story of your life.
Oh, God.
And must include when you knew you were an artist, when you met your partner, Sean, and... when you started the Sav and Sean show. Go.
Oh my
okay,
gosh.
So
okay.
when I was in fifth grade, my mom forced me to audition for the school musical. And what is my time limit?
Wait, where are you from?
I'm from an undisclosed location in Central Florida.
The timer's going.
I'm from an undisclosed location in Central Florida that I moved to from an undisclosed location in South
seconds.
Florida. And I moved here and I started doing theater. And then when I was 22, I wrote a revenge musical. And then I met a person that was musical directing who Sean came to that meeting. And then I met Sean Wolf. And we've been friends ever since. And we've done a bunch of stuff together. The end.
You still have 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said 10
no,
seconds.
I said,
it's a minute.
You thought that was
Expand.
10 seconds.
Okay.
We have
so
a
like,
friendship.
So like I went to college for performing arts. I came back. I dated this guy. He broke my heart. I said, I'm going to write a musical that's going to be super successful.
This
say,
has nothing
you.
To do with us.
I started going into prep for this musical. I met a musical director who Sean came to this first meeting. As
you
like
said this
butter.
Already.
And Sean and I became fast friends. Sean joined the project. We became besties.
5 seconds.
In 2020, we started our podcast because we are just the besties that you never know you needed.
Stop.
And now we're here on the Something About Podcast. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow. I'm a 6-time award-winning writer and director.
Okay.
I should have opened with that. Wow.
Yeah.
Opened with that.
Yeah.
I just want to say.
I'm not good under pressure. We talked about this.
I just want to say.
I've lived with myself for 28 years. I couldn't tell you my favorite color if you asked me on the spot, but like. 10 hours from now, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be like, man, I should have mentioned this, this, and this on the Something About podcast.
That's true. I want to know, what would you say in this 1 minute?
Yeah, no, go. Let's hear what
and,
you would
okay,
say.
Go.
Let's
and
hear
Sean,
it.
Go.
Hi, I'm Sean Duncan. I'm an actor, podcast producer, and bartender and creator. I had the pleasure of meeting my best friend
all
on a show that she created.
Where are you from?
I am from an undisclosed in location in Central Florida, also from an undisclosed location
you can
in
hear
South
that
Florida.
On our show.
And we met on an awesome show. We then had the opportunity to win an award for that show. Then we went to Australia. And that's our friendship only bonded further. We had a few years past that we were really, really vibing. Then we started our show out of a brainchild that was going to be something else. Then we started going on. Our friendship only garnered more and more, honestly, clout, but also deepened. And we had the opportunity to meet more people who were interested in what we had to say because our brand inherently is our friendship. What's my time?
10 seconds left.
10 seconds?
When did you learn you were an artist?
I love this person. I love this person.
When did you learn you were an artist?
I learned when I was 8 years old. Michael Farber, fuck you.
Oh.
I'm a Libra.
We're Libra.
Yes. Because I'm always sharing your Instagram stories, babe.
That's true, I'm trying to pretend like...
I didn't literally jack it from you. Anybody who follows the both of us knows exactly where I got those memes, babe.
Yeah, we do be liking the same thing.
Yeah.
Miss that.
Please,
I'm
by
a
all
Pisces.
Means.
I am
a Pisces. You know, I want to hit up the term Pisces and fishes for a bit.
Okay, let's hear it.
Tag yourself, loaves or fishes?
I'm a fish.
Okay, do you think it's going to be stingray Jesus or shark stingray? Do you know what's going on?
I think it's going to be Shark Ray.
You think it's going to be Shark Ray?
I really do. So for those of you that don't know.
What are we talking
at
about?
The, is it North Carolina?
I don't really know.
Or Charlotte. I think it's Charlotte. Something. There's the Charlotte Aquarium or Charlotte Zoo.
Yeah.
Sea Life Zoo.
Right.
Where there is a tank of stingrays.
They're all female.
And sharks. Okay. So the stingrays are all female.
What kind of
and there's two male
it's just
sharks.
Like little reef sharks, right?
Okay.
Like little tiny baby sharks. However.
I did
one
see
of the exclusively female stingrays
pregnant.
Became pregnant. So
there's
everyone
no
is
there's no male
like,
stingray.
Correct. No male stingray.
Yeah.
No possible way.
There's two male sharks though.
Correct. So everyone is like, oh, did the shark impregnate the stingray or did
How?
The stingray just
I'm gonna
say,
be the controversial
you, evolution,
opinion.
And do a Jurassic
so do we have
yeah.
a
and impregnate
it's stingray like, Jesus.
Do we have
so
clownfish
is it
do that?
Stingray Jesus, Jesus, Virgin Mary stingray or
Is it
Shark Ray?
It's Stingray Jesus, Babs.
I think it's Shark Ray, babe.
I hope it's Shark Ray.
It's Shark Ray.
We want it to be Shark Ray.
You get a new species of animal hybrid.
Until they give birth?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's going to be another Stingray,
Babs. Then once they give birth to the baby, they'll be able to test like the baby's genes and see who the parental genes are.
Such a thing as a liger.
I understand
Correct.
That.
But those
However,
are part of the same
genus. That's from hybrid crossbreeding, like through like
it
actual.
Happen often. It has happened,
yeah,
but it doesn't happen
bred
too
that.
Often.
It's Stingray
but, like,
Jesus.
This was like a controlled environment.
I don't know how this works for Catholics. I was born Jewish.
With like zero possibility of that happening.
Is this a coming of Jesus coming?
So is it a cross species breeding or is it a miracle of God?
Exactly.
Is what the debate is.
Because Jesus said he's coming. He never said in what form.
He never said when or in what form. Correct, Mama. Correct.
Sorry.
Imagine every Karen's surprise.
Excuse me.
When
here's
the Messiah rolls out
Hold
as
on.
A stingray shark baby hybrid. Where's the rapture now, bitch?
Oh,
is the rapture just for cephalopods and sea creatures? Because we're all fucked at that point.
I can't get
what
behind a
happening?
World in which the same creature that took out our beloved
Stephen
Steve
Irwin,
Irwin would
Stephen
come back
Irwin.
As Jesus? You're
I think
joking.
It's Steve Irwin coming back as Jesus.
Well, that's
that
a different.
That would be a plot twist.
Well,
to
Both
imagine.
Of you took a second.
To imagine. I'm very passionate.
Wow.
Listen,
yeah.
The crocodile hunter is what taught me to have an Australian
defense
accent. Rest. My,
honestly, every time I see a stingray,
was
I just
like,
kind of want to like punch
yeah,
it a little bit.
Yeah, that
okay.
was
like we do not
one,
condone animal brutality.
No, you just want to give it a good
show.
Little uppercut. Just be like, that
yeah.
was for Steven. That
exactly.
was for Steven.
He, they took that from
no,
us.
No, we did not.
I owe
support.
Everything in my life to Steve Irwin.
Do not punch any animals, please.
What about kids?
Unless you're in danger.
Fuck kids. No, don't fuck kids. But
Harambe,
fuck
this is you punch okay, a kid and say is this happening? Is for Harambe. Exactly.
I'm screaming.
Okay, so this is a perfect segue.
Oh God!
To play another game okay. to get to know more about us, but we're gonna go back to some old times.
Oh God!
Very old somewhere times. In the caves, the dark caves of Facebook. Dun, dun.
So Facebook, back then when you would organize your photos and albums on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Do you guys have things already prepared? Because if you went and deep dive, I'm triggered, bitch. But also, we deserve it.
Okay.
Before we begin, sorry, one moment. I'm
giving a premise.
Our Uber Eats order was dropped off.
Oh, the Taco Bell's here.
We're going to come back for a second. We're going to come back and do some like ASMR.
A few moments later.
Is this yours?
No, this is the
chalupa
because it's soft.
Can anyone get
this feels softer
than that?
2 hours later. God, I would love a thumbnail, but I don't want to get up. 1 eternity later. We're back. We're eating. We're gonna have food everywhere.
And we're eating
crumbs. I'm leaving crumbs.
Minimum
crumbs. Yes, bitch.
I left several crumbs.
So we would like to play a game with you guys, right? In
yes.
Which we will show you guys a photo, but we're gonna have the opposite person explain the photo.
Okay.
So therefore, you're gonna explain a photo of her, and you're gonna explain a photo of him.
Oh my God, no, you actually do have the photos, don't you?
Now,
they're photos of us?
Savannah, finish your taco.
Finish your Mexican taco, because we know you love your Mexican Heritage Month.
Because?
Explain this photo. Explain it to us. What do you think Savannah is doing in this photo?
Savannah, where'd we go? Is this Epcot or?
Is this Mexico Pavilion?
Do you want to flex? Did you want to introduce me to her?
I got
me.
You.
It's nice to meet you.
Sean,
were you at Taco Bell?
Sean,
a lot to explain.
No, Sean, explain this photo.
Okay. So. Based on the bangs.
The
this
bangs.
Is Savannah 2013-2014. No, 2014 was senior year, she's too young. 2012-2013. And the moto jacket and the floral top. She just came from her recent headshots. She went to, but it was on her actual birthday. She's turning 7 this year, which means that it had to have been her last birthday. So, hold on, wait.
That's a lie.
No, 2 birthdays ago.
Mm-hmm.
8 years. Okay.
Do the math.
3 birthdays ago? Please say 3
birthdays. Do the math.
Can you just give me a 3? 3? Is it 3? Is it 3? Please be
I would have been, for this birthday, 15 or 16.
Okay, so three birthdays ago. She's a leap year, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 15 or 16. She was, her parents were still together.
This is pre-divorce.
This is pre-divorce, which explains it. So we're apologists here.
Explains the smile.
Mm-hmm.
No, explains the how.
No.
So
yes.
she.
Are you half Mexican?
She no.
Surprise.
So she. If
that's
this
exactly
is what you gave us for the first one, I'm really worried about what my next one is. Okay. So she.
I know they really came.
I know
hot
they really
the
did.
They said
they
the internet
you to
is
talk
forever.
About. You asked them if you wanted to order anything, and you did.
I offered in the kindness.
She
of
literally
my
said, "Who wants to get Taco Bell?"
No, don't say kindness. Don't say kindness. You can't apologize for this. So,
that's crazy.
This hat. Actually, I know the story to be fact. Her dad forced this hat on her head. So this was not her own volition, listeners and watchers. He put it on her head because they would go out for tacos once a week. Just as like a family. Aww. And she is a shy gal. She did not want to be embarrassed. And so this is a performer face. I don't know if you could tell. Replicate mm-hmm. this. Yeah, she's an actress, but she's not one for attention. So this is actually thrust upon her.
Mm.
I hate attention when it's not of my own volition. Is like,
yes.
That's the thing. Like if I did this to myself to bring attention to me, go for it. But like, if this attention was thrust upon me and I didn't have time to prep, that's when I really shut down.
And so,
yeah.
Whose real fault this is, I'm gonna call him out, Pizza Face Randy.
He doesn't listen.
Pizza Face Randy, that's what we call her dad.
He's deeply integrated into our lore at this point.
he was bullied for having acne as a child. Now he plays professional bowling? one.
He's also just the worst.
Yeah, that's so true. Pizza Face Randy did this.
Yep.
Wow, is this real, Sav?
So, this was my, judging by my license, my driver's license photo, this was my 15th birthday, which would have been just before my real birthday. So, Sean is correct. I have a leap year birthday, which means that I was born on the 29th of February, which means that my birthday does not come every year, but once every 4 years. And so this would have been the birthday before my 16th, which would have been a real birthday because it's a multiple of four. And this is the restaurant that we went to all the time for like all of our big celebratory events. It was called San Jose. They're like a chain. They have like 3-4 locations in this area. But like they had been in this location that we had gone to for like probably a decade at this point. Like it was just a local like Mexican restaurant, right? And so we went there all the time. We knew all the servers, we knew the owners. Like we had just gone there literally since they opened. So it was just like our place. Like we would just go for dinner. And this one night they had learned that it was my birthday, even though it wasn't really my birthday. And so they gave us like the whole birthday shebang, which as Sean described, I hate being the center of attention when it's not of my own volition. So like the happy birthday song, the any song where like I am the subject of people singing at me, that is where I really... Oh no, did your iPad die?
No.
Are you sure?
It's okay, we're gonna be showing the whole photo the whole time.
So any time that like the attention was on me but like not the way I intended, it was just the most horrifying experience for me. So again, this was a moment where like, oh,
thrust upon me.
They knew that we came all the time, we knew all the servers, they knew us, like they
what was
knew
your order?
It was I got ceviche de camarón, which Ooh. Was a shrimp ceviche uh-huh. with like a little tostone kind of
okay.
on the side.
I see she's cultured.
Thank
yeah.
you, exactly. Thank you. So I got, and I literally got for like 10 years though. I literally got the same dish every time we went to this place. Like it was like that kind of place where like we just went so often that I knew what I wanted, and this is my dish, and the server knew before I even had to order, like
That's
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he also knew I hated to be embarrassed. So he was the one, shout out to Gregorio. Thanks, Gregorio. I know you're listening. Not really. But like Gregorio was the one that was like, hey guys, it's her birthday. Let's embarrass her as much as possible. And then they brought out the big sombrero hat, and literally every server that was scheduled that night came out and like screamed happy birthday at me with their little happy birthday restaurant song that, you know, every fucking restaurant does, which is the worst thing that I could ever experience. No, not even in Spanish. It was just like all of them scream singing at me was like the mortifying part of it. Like I would rather just pretend it's never my birthday ever than like have my birthday at a restaurant that's like a commercialized chain just because of that.
Doesn't know you from Adam now. Adam and Eve, more like Stingray Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly,
work. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Stingray. Amen.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Work.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Pentecostal church once. Okay. I'm about to get red. You better defend me, bitch. You better
just
defend...
like you defended me?
I did.
Do you like animals?
Defended me by dragging me to filth and then letting me defend myself.
Do you like animals?
Do I like animals?
I can't wait. What kind of animals does Sean
like? I do.
I like chickens. Yeah, let
okay.
us learn. He was smoking a Black and Mild while feeding his chickens. So.
Anything bigger? Than a chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
God, is there another?
Yeah, anything
bigger than
a chicken you would have encountered?
A bigger animal?
What's your tribe?
My tribe? Gays.
If you have to classify yourself.
Gays and...
I'm Libra scales. What animals? God, what animals?
I don't know. Well, does this...
Let's hear it. Oh my. Enormous
that is my favorite
bear.
Animal.
A big old fuzzy wuzzy bear next to my friend Sean.
Ironically, still less embarrassing than a sombrero.
I was forced to wear the sombrero. I didn't ask for it. I was
Savannah,
forced.
What is happening in this picture?
Please.
Yeah. So Sean is kind of, he's giving one of those like, you know, like the early aughts, like the punk rock bands who would kind of just sit in like a skate park dome and be like,
look at my tits.
Like with their expressions, right? But like it's at clearly SeaWorld. or Busch Gardens.
Are there bears at SeaWorld?
Next to a polar bear's
mall. You know exactly where it was. Wow. That's friendship.
Next to the Coca-Cola polar bear exhibit.
Wow.
With a bronze statue of a polar bear just kind of glowering. Okay. And Sean is trying to mimic the expression, but also be like, I'm too cool to be sitting next to this statue as a bear, and I'm also not gay yet. So, like, that's the vibe that it's giving. Yeah. He's probably circa 10, 11 years old, I would imagine, wearing knee-length Bermuda shorts.
That date is not actually accurate.
Bermuda shorts. At first, I thought they were jeans, but maybe now that I look upon them upon further inspection, they're like a sweatpant material, like a nylon. But then also wearing a polo button-down shirt with a nylon sweatshirt.
With my tits fully visible.
Not really fashion, if you ask me, but also at SeaWorld.
Sue Beckett, so at SeaWorld. See what the next topic is.
Yeah, at SeaWorld.
It's giving gay
with the
southern
polar bears.
Family trying to...
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, tell me how my forced sombrero wearing was was worse than this.
Because this was a choice. I chose this.
I didn't ask for the sombrero.
Nobody,
it was thrust upon me.
Nobody,
okay?
Nobody dressed
me
in this.
I would have rather eaten my ceviche de camarón in peace, okay? But like...
But would you recreate this photo?
Would I?
He does it every time.
Like, if you see the statue, would you be like, can you please take me a photo?
For you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can both of you recreate your pictures?
I would not.
Why not?
She can. I can.
The idea of asking for a sombrero to take a photo with does not sit well with
me. Why do we do it all the time at Epcot?
I'm not at Epcot. I'm at San Jose. So, like, shout out to San Jose.
Just a few quick shout outs. So, I was in my flip-flop era.
I did not point out the flip-flops because I don't want to be that mean.
I appreciate
that. But also flip-flops.
Yeah.
Flip-flops.
My breasts.
At a theme park.
My breasts.
At a theme park in which there are rides that your feet dangle, so you're required to take
myself.
You're required to take the flip-flops off anyway. So,
hold
like,
on,
why
please.
Not just wear a sensible closed-toed shoe at a theme park
and
in an
myself.
Area that is mostly
let
populated?
Him talk.
Okay,
hold
sorry.
On, let
sorry.
Me drag
sorry,
myself.
Sorry, he dragged me through the sombrero when he was. So, like,
she's
I just want to make
heated.
Sure that the playing field is level.
So,
my
breasts hang the same way now that they do then. So that's timeless, babes.
Beautiful.
So to begin. Second of all, on my wrists at the time, I was also in my bracelet era. So that on my right arm.
Are those
left,
magic bands?
Left,
or?
No, I wish they were. it's more unfortunate. So that's a Blink-182 rubber bracelet that
I got
from Hot Topic.
Not Hot Topic.
I wish I were kidding.
I'm howling.
Blink-182 bracelet there. On the other side is a green one, like a green thick rubber bracelet that was from something defunct. I think it was like advertisement, but it was big and thick and it matched the other side.
That's what
the smaller one, I think, was in reference to Day of Silence because I was still in the closet at this time. So I really made...
So at that point, it was Days of Silence?
I'm screaming, no. They made it a whole big deal for Day of Silence, and I was trying to be like an ally, like Valentina I'm talking. So I was very much like, okay, I'm an ally, everybody I wrote like words on my knuckles, which God please don't have that photo in this. But you can find it, it's there.
Does it say you don't hate?
The internet
it's shortly before, it was like D-O-S on my knuckles in the same way, and...
Thus. Dos Equis.
I'm screaming. Still not a sombrero. So I went and had that, and so just a flaming mo. But I want to let you guys know that that was also the same year that I got my first boyfriend.
Aww.
So I want to let you know that it's never too
and
late
here they are.
Because you could look like this and still find someone. And that's on period.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
I love that.
Wow.
Thank
both
you.
Of you
were. I love that
vulnerable.
For you.
For me.
That was the answer we were just given.
No, it's okay though. Don't worry about the sombrero thing. My family's Puerto Rican, but when they get drunk, they bring out the sombreros.
Yo, it's so true.
I understand that it's
cultural appropriation.
I do, but like also race. Like at the restaurant that they're bringing, like what do I say? Like please don't. Like what do you want me? What do I do?
You
what
say
is,
no.
What is proper etiquette?
No.
What is proper? Because I'm offending them if I say no. Please don't bring me your birthday sombrero that you do for every. Month's birthday in this establishment. I felt like I made a good case though. I didn't ask for it. I didn't ask for it. It was thrust upon me, okay? I didn't know what to do. I was 15 years old.
It's okay. It's all right.
We've all
have our, you know, skeletons.
I would like to start my 3-page apology by saying I think you're both wonderful human beings.
Thank you.
And none of my past actions prior to me meeting you were ever meant to be.
Well, we are not Mexican.
No, I know. But I don't have to overall, apologize. Like, I don't want you to judge me for my poor decision making, even if it wasn't mine. Like, I don't want you to judge me for this poor decision making.
Where are we from?
Puerto Rico.
No.
The place where there's something about.
You're not Puerto Rico.
That's we're from Ecuador.
No way.
I'm Venezuelan.
No, you're lying. You're lying.
I wish.
No way.
We're straight up Puerto Rican.
Okay, all right. Oh my
trashiest Puerto Rican.
I literally almost set myself aflame. Like, I put this out. I was like, there's no way. This whole time, Carlos.
So, since we talked about how this was your basically coming out story.
That was, right? Yeah, that was right. Sean realizing
your first
he
boyfriend.
Liked bears.
The first, yeah, exactly.
And hey,
that's a very scary
and not
thing.
The Coca-Cola bears.
Right.
That you would
it
expect.
Was scary. The Tron movie was scary when that was our first
you know what?
Shout out to Olivia
you
Wilde.
You know what it can be scary? Homophobia.
Oh,
so this brings up another game that we like to play.
Wait.
Inspired from the Sab and Sean show, gay or homophobic.
Take it away, Poshawn!
If it's gay, something that's kind of gay,
and it turns out that it's not as gay. It's gay or homophobic.
I'm howling.
Oh
my God. Honored and gagged to you. Holy fucking shit. This
our
is
first
we've made
lines.
It. We've made Y'all it.
Made it.
Baby.
You made it.
We've
yeah,
made
you
it.
Are you are.
I'm
okay.
Honored and flabbergasted.
These are her photos about how we
are. Okay.
No, yeah, I'm
so,
I'm
listen,
less honored than the
it's a little different to
okay.
what to, how
okay.
your traditional
okay.
game works.
We're gonna say something.
Yeah, so we'll say something,
and
right?
Say,
something about
is it gay or is it homophobic?
Okay. It's not
what
are
you considering?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but it's not us, right? Like judging our past mistakes.
The first thing. Okay.
That was not of my own volition, Carlos.
To be clear, that's homophobic.
To be clear. Very.
I know the motocross jacket.
And there's a bear in the photo. Of course it's gay.
Okay, the first one.
Drake's nudes.
Gay or homophobic?
Because
and we have them right here.
Okay. Okay. Because of the girth, it's homophobic.
Ooh. Why?
Hello. Because Mama pencils are for school.
Oh.
And,
whoa,
and what?
Oh, Drake.
And what?
Drake.
Hello.
Okay.
Honestly, call me that weird boy with the glasses and the long stringy hair from Degrassi because bang clock.
Shot him right in the back.
Hello.
You know who got shot?
Wait.
Oh. This is our cancellation.
Wait, it wasn't your answer. Something that wasn't an answer from you.
Oh yeah,
Drake's
go ahead, news.
I'll be totally honest. I did not see that.
You know, it,
I
have
missing much.
Is
I have
it
the no, you don't.
Frontal?
It's you're not missing much.
I don't have the video.
Is
it
full
frontal? It's the same thing as like getting a, like one of those like slingy toys or like
oh.
you know go like this.
Not the ones that fall
so
down
you
the
agree.
Stairs.
Yes, exactly that. But it's just like
so you're
around.
There.
Gay.
Yeah.
Gay.
Drake sent him the bill.
I think that's homophobic.
Homophobic.
Gay
talking
homophobic.
About America. Gay or homophobic. Bigfoot by Nicki Minaj.
Oh, I thought Bigfoot. Period. I was like, gay. Bigfoot.
Okay.
Bigfoot is one of those things that really eludes me, where I'm like, is he or isn't he? But like, I'm convinced Bigfoot is real.
But Nicki Minaj.
Nicki
like
Minaj
or a single
Bigfoot.
Called Bigfoot.
So have we heard it?
I'm gonna say
it's homophobic.
It's homophobic.
It is.
Because
oh,
this
is
we're creating a divide.
No, I think it's gay.
No.
No, you don't.
I.
You don't mean
you're
that.
You're lying.
I'm not kidding.
You don't mean that.
That's a lie.
I am Judge Judy,
and this is Maury Povich.
We had to put her flag down.
Correct.
After
tell people to stop watching. Tell people to stop watching.
This is not bothering.
Huh?
So here's the tea.
Mm-hmm.
Am I a Nicki fan?
Pull up in the Sri Lanka.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, yes, but also, we're already a fractured community. Hi. Lock in.
Mm-hmm.
We're a fractured community. Do we need more division? Do you need to be a stallion or a barb? Can't we all just be allies?
Is it my fault for turning you bitches on?
What about WAP? What about we mm-hmm. are people?
Yeah.
WAP.
Yeah.
Wow.
Homophobic.
That WAP.
We are here.
Posing questions.
Homophobic.
You know who's also here for the fourth time? Taylor fucking Swift. Winning 4th Grammy Album of the Year.
As she should.
Homophobic.
Okay.
Gay?
I love Taylor Swift. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, my...
I love her and I love
Sabrina
women
Sabrina, sit down. We need the space.
You're not supporting your case.
Like, no, I'm coming at it purely from this
perspective.
From the perspective of a woman winning... I'm spilling my drink all over. Of a woman winning Album of the Year 4 times.
Down.
I think that's amazing.
And
shout out to T-Swift.
I mean, it is amazing. It's incredible that she could achieve such a thing.
Do I think she is more deserving than someone else? No. Do I think it's a competition of like more deserving, less deserving? No. I'm just thrilled that a female artist has won Album of the Year 4 times.
Okay.
I think that's what I take away from it.
A point for the girls.
That's what I take away from it is a point for the ladies. Not necessarily, I don't go, which could be problematic and stuff, whatever, but I don't go that deep into the politics of, because they're celebrities and they're people I don't know, that I don't know personally, and I don't know all of the shit that goes on with their inner workings at the award shows.
Yeah.
But the idea of seeing, especially coming from the Oscars, where a movie like Barbie that was helmed by a primarily female creative team was kind of snubbed with nominations, to see a female artist win a big award and a big nomination like that, to me as a woman, it's like the girls, not like, oh, a white woman versus whatever, but like that could just be my
but if your real question is Taylor Swift lover era, that's homophobic. Taylor Swift
1989
gay.
You gotta get a little specific, because
gay.
Even a lover was
reputation
like
gay.
A love letter to the gays, that's homophobic.
Reputation
really?
Is gay.
Yeah. Anyway, next question.
Yeah,
period. Okay. that was all. Oh, sports.
Sports. Are sports gay or homophobic?
Gay.
Jockstraps? Hello?
They're a
so
bunch of
gay.
Dudes.
Oh. I
said
the entire
other,
time.
Hugging
people are
each
like,
other,
you're gonna watch the basketball
other.
Game? I'm like, I'm not that gay.
Yeah.
Hugging
okay.
each other.
All over to
men's
sweat.
On
top
of
wrestling.
Why is wrestling
also,
still a thing? We know it's
okay.
fake. How
fully
are people still consuming
that? Like,
because
gay.
Homoerotic undertones are the back, like the spine of any type of hyper masculine anything. And I will
there's
say
there's gotta be a little gay tension in there.
There's
to make
so
it straight.
Much
that's
right.
what makes it straight, is
but,
the gay tension.
Also, the reason why internalized homophobia exists, which is the gayest thing ever, is because we get
subliminal gay tension.
Not homophobic.
We get the most masculine like presentation ever on the planet. And so men who don't really wanna have the interior monologue of being like, oh, can we like acknowledge the fact that like maybe there's a subtle attraction to the idea of not hypermasculinity in the toxic sense, but just like hypermasculinity in of itself.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
so
the,
like
to overcorrect the
right.
masculinity.
That they're like
yeah.
fuck all of it because it's bad.
We're
like,
bros
bitch.
In football, yeah.
It's okay to get hard if your homie is touching
yeah.
your butt.
Do it.
It's
and
hard.
They do that.
It
they
be
do that.
Like
and
that.
They do.
We don't do that in theater.
Well.
I mean,
no, but you don't finish a scene,
you
and then you walk out there.
Okay,
but it's like, yeah, but you don't. It's like after every point gets made, or like baseball or anything, it's immediately slapped to the ass.
Yeah,
I don't. I've never done that in theater. Have
I've
you
never done
I'm
that.
Too scared
no,
about being
you're too vulnerable. Yeah, you can't. What like theater to me is like you're stripping kind of away the barriers, and you're really entrusting somebody to kind of see this version of you. So to give you like a fist bump or a high five after that is so like
everyone
no, that's
gay.
Not what it's about for me. Like I just shed
yeah.
my soul for you.
Every man is attracted to other men to the point that they know if that man is a threat
right.
or not, because they know this man
that.
Is attractive enough for my wife to like them. So they
yes.
feel, you know, they sense
they're
attraction.
Threatened.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
I mean,
it, honestly, the reason why we can't do that in theater is because we're either judging them because they're not as good as us, or we think they're not as good as us because we don't have the transparency or self-realization to know.
So then.
I'm just kidding. Somewhere. There's no possible way. This is my best friend and a fantastic creator, and I love her so much.
I hate myself. No, I'm kidding. I actually don't. I'm really
or,
cool and funny, so.
Hello.
Yes.
Or We're just so busy. So busy. Booked and blessed, busy.
I'm really sorry. I have to get you. Okay. Toilet paper, does it go over or under?
I'll let you answer first.
What do you mean?
When you put it in, like, do you put
Is the sheet going over or do you pull it over?
So, controversial opinion. So it goes over, but when you fold it, it goes under. So like, okay, let me give a physical example. So like, where in the toilet paper roller, where does it roll? It's like roll and then over.
Like if this is the toilet paper roller.
Over, right? But when you're folding it to wipe, under, pull.
Yeah. I know what you mean. That's why I say under, because it's already positioned for you to just fold it.
Yeah.
Oh.
But also, isn't it homophobic if you don't put it over for the girlies?
I always put it over.
For the girlies?
At least, like, I think the right way to put it is over.
Because, take it away, Savannah, where do you put yours? She puts it under.
I put mine over.
Okay.
Put mine over. The folding thing is what's throwing me. Like, cause I'll like pull like, you know, a good.
You just pull
whatever.
Like, you pull and then fold?
It depends on what brand you
have. So I'll
if
pull
it's Charming Ultra Strong, I need just four.
I pull
or three.
Four squares.
Yeah.
I rip it at the
four
and then I'll
time.
Fold it up over itself. And then sometimes I'll double
then
it, depending on what,
yeah,
what I'm
three.
Doing.
But if it's one of those toilet papers where you
I
see
also
your
have,
hand
I
it.
Don't have external genitalia.
That's
so, like, don't use my opinion as your basis. You all have penises, and I do not.
I don't use toilet paper for my penis.
I'm circumcised, so I don't need to.
Yeah, but so well, like, but don't
well,
judge
my
opinion of how I use toilet paper as like the basis of your testing, because
gotcha,
like I have a vagina. So,
okay,
like,
so
I use
let's
paper
talk. Differently. Let's talk about the what is it? The pink and the stink. Let's talk about the stink.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What about if there's like a situation in there? How many?
I still probably like a four square minimum,
four?
Depending on what it is.
Yeah, if you
yeah.
go to a here's
but, and
okay,
that's like
you know what
one,
really grinds my ears?
Three,
yes,
four,
when you go
it
somewhere
up.
And it's like you know, like let's say you go to Walmart or you go to like a fancy ass corporate office, they have money. So why the fuck are you giving me a giant ass roll with
a
like a
ply.
Thin ass?
Do you want to know
paper?
Actually,
I can read
or
the
like,
paper through this.
You,
shit.
Exactly.
This
I can
is
tell
bullshit.
You.
This is going on my anus.
Yo.
So you're so right about corporate greed, but let me tell you why.
Oh,
because I've sold my soul. No, I'm just kidding. I do not work for a corporation. Unless corporations meet up. So the reason why they do this is because in like municipal buildings, you have to work through like a third party company because usually the business doesn't own their building, right? So they rent from somebody else.
Okay.
Using single ply thin toilet paper means that the likelihood of getting clogged is way slimmer than using a premium, minus the overhead cost. And I'm not defending corporations because cancel them. But,
and that's on capitalism.
Hello. But to that end, they use that because less likely to get clogged, less likely to get backed up because it's municipal. Usually if it's from a building that's owned by the city, so you don't have a septic. And so that's usually what keeps it going. But I've had enough sandpaper cheeks and hemorrhoids to know that is not right. Hello.
Hemorrhoids, hey. Homophobic.
Hello.
Actually, Brittany, I can't sit. I have hemorrhoids.
Actually, Megan, I can't sit anywhere. I have hemorrhoids.
Wow, that's an old video.
Yeah.
Deep cut.
And get your donuts and get them from Dunkin', because that's my last name.
We like to close off our episodes also with bringing up one of our like favorite things of the week. And it's usually art related.
Yeah.
So like favorite artist, favorite song, favorite movie, favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
But we were also thinking it is Black History Month. So if there were any sort of like black artists or like black shows, black writers, black musicians that we wanted to bring some attention to.
Yes. Can I pull up a link, actually?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, my phone's over there.
That's okay.
All
right, well, as you think of something, I'll just go first.
Yeah, you go first.
In this case, the person that I want to shout out, / show, Makayla Coel.
Yes!
Created,
yes. I love her.
I May Destroy You. She's incredible.
Yes.
The show entire.
I May Destroy You is Amazing. Phenomenal television.
It's just the story of it. Her just sharing her story and bringing it into this art form. Mm-hmm. And just being super real and raw with it. Mm-hmm. Showing, like, this is how, like, you know, a black person, like, gets portrayed. And also, like, this is how a queer person gets portrayed when they're, like, you know, when rape happens or something. This is how they treat you. This is how you need to support your friends in this time of grief. This is how someone that has trauma processes it. It's such an incredible show. So, and she does so much for the community in general. So she's for sure someone that I recommend.
Right now, I want to bring attention to my girls at the Sibling Rivalry podcast. I was just talking about them earlier.
Monet and Bob, honestly.
Bob, the drag queen, and Monet Exchange. If you're looking for a black podcast where it is very just about their life experiences in drag as black drag queens and as just black performers, their experience in Drag Race as black drag queens and drag performers, and how they have come to their success and becoming now celebrities. Definitely listen to them. They're also just so funny. They're so real.
So funny. They're also just Bob, like, is on tour.
Bob is on tour with Madonna.
Madonna.
With
Madonna.
Madonna.
But also, Monet Exchange is one of my favorite lip syncers I've literally of all time. Ever watched.
Literally, time. She should have won.
Ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. She should
have won. You seen them play, like, online games together?
Yes, yeah, it's so funny. Mm-hmm. So funny. They're so good.
I love them. Go. You can, again, they have Sibling Rivalry, they have Sibling Watchery, and then they have Sibling... I think that's it. Sibling Watchery and Sibling Watchery. Yeah, they have really... two, like, forms of podcasting. So go watch it. And they have a... what's that called? The like, you have to subscribe.
Patreon.
They have a Patreon exclusive stuff there. So go watch them. I love you guys if you're watching. I know you are.
Monet.
I've recently gotten into a musical artist by the name of Benjamin Clementine. And so the one song that I started getting into his, like, discography with was called Nemesis. And it's this really cool kind of jazzy piano, just really bare kind of song. But his melody is what's really interesting to me, and his lyricism is like, one of the words in the song is, one of the verses rather, is like, if I held my breath on you, I would have died 1,000 times, and if you would have held your breath on me, I would be wearing dentures by now, something like that. Like, yeah. Something like that, where it's like the rhythms that he uses in his verses and his cadences are so clever and, like, just creative and lyrical. And his whole album, I'm trying to look up the name of the album right now, but Nemesis is the name of the song that, like, I first got into him with, and the album is called At Least For Now. But, like, anything this man sings is, like, just butter on his voice, but, like, the things that he sings about are really, like, oh, I know what he's saying. Like, I can pinpoint a moment in my life that this man is like, oh shit, like, he's felt the same things, but, like, just the way that he delivers it is so
yummy, yummy, yummy.
Ate and left no crumbs, Benjamin Clementine.
Yes, man.
Thank
Benjamin.
You. Benjamin? Ben? Benny?
Ben?
Benny and the Jets. Sorry. Benjamin Clementine. Shout out to him. Anything he sings is like the gospel. Just insane. Also, in just an insane vocal quality to his voice. So talented.
How about you, Sean?
Yeah.
So I was actively searching because I wanted the proper handle for my friend who I had the opportunity to meet, ironically, last year during Black History Month, that I just really wanted to shout them out for their art, because I bought a print, actually, and I think Savannah has it in the house somewhere. That is just beautiful. They're a multimedia artist and they're really, really fantastic. I will give the links for their handle below. But more aptly, who I want to talk about, because we were speaking about podcasters earlier.
Yeah.
And they don't need their flowers from me, of all people, but I want to give them to them because they're just wonderful. Is Nicole Byer and Sashir Zameda.
Oh, yeah.
They are two of the funniest people that I've ever met. They're best friends.
Nicole Byer, I love you.
Love.
You are so funny. I love you.
They've been friends for over a decade. They met in the improv scene, and I've done so many deep dives into, like, their lives and their friendships, and honestly, like, as Byer aspire, that's not a word. I mean, it is a word, but not the word I'm trying to use. Aspirational. They are so funny and so real. And I, when we were still pitching like our podcast at the startup, I think their show was the first reference that I mentioned, just for what we were sort of looking to try and achieve. And I don't think we've even come close to replicating it, but they, nor should we, but to that end, they are some of the most funny people that I've ever had the pleasure of meeting, or not meeting, and ladies, not that you need mine of all people, but you have my absolute respect, admiration, you're a comedy legend and icons to me, and Nicole, I wish I had your flamingo wallpaper, and if you ever want to share where you got it, please let me know, as long as it's not from West Elm.
Drop the link, mama.
You guys are beefing, so hopefully it's not that. Okay,
hey, that was lovely.
Thanks.
Aww. Of course. Well, again, we talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for being on our show.
Thanks for having us.
I'm honored to be here. Lovely night. We'll do it again any fucking time.
Well, they know where to find us. Yeah. About what we said.
I want them to know where to find you guys.
Oh, by all means, please.
You can find me on Instagram at Savannah_Peterson. I have a convenient little link tree in that bio that takes you to all of my other sites, including my TikTok, my website. It has my portfolio and all of my other little, you know, tidbits and fun things about me and the things that I make. And then Sean, where can the people find
you? Where can we find you, Sean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram at Anthony_clams.
Lord of the Barnacles.
That's me, baby. And if you're so inclined for, you know, a collective we in the royal sense, you can find our show on Instagram at the_Sav_and_Sean_show. You can find us on TikTok at that same handle, or you can find us on YouTube at the same handle. Also, likely our everything will be linked in the description below. Yeah. So, slight, easy peasy.
We'll consider it.
I'm screaming. Honestly, at this point, I don't know about that, friends.
That's right. That sombrero really attacked me.
But the bear.
Oh, they thrust the sombrero upon me.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Love you.
Bye. Aww. Nobody's perfect.
Cut.
Oh. In the words of the great philosopher Hannah Montana, nobody's perfect.
I gotta work it.
Again and again.
Until I get it right. Nobody's perfect. I gotta work it again and again until I get it right. Yeah, whatever, sorry.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.